Welcome to Creatively Exposed, where we humanize the creative one episode at a time. And it is December 31st at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my sporadic little podcast, well, let me not diminish. It's been a hard couple of years. This has been an interesting year, and I have a lot of thoughts about a lot of different things, especially 2023, since that's what, you know, everybody's doing their review and yada yada yada. I usually do my personal reviews around my birthday, and fireworks are happening right now, and it's, you know, there's fireworks on the Roku, what they call this, whatever the old school wallpaper turned screensaver, Jesus, all right, yeah. But it's a new year coming in, but we may not feel it until later in the year, and that is okay. I've been thinking about all of the, well, the most recent conversations that I've had in regards to practicality around our rituals, around adopting ourselves. I have been in a space of not doing a damn thing since like before Christmas, and there's nothing, like, I have nothing within. I've never been a person that's just existing on vibes, so it can be a little uncomfortable for me. I've also haven't been able to record because my app on my phone is not there. It won't connect. Shout out to Spotify. And my, whatchamacallit, it's only on, like, one of my devices. So, that's where we're at. And, now I'm doing way too much because I left my phone. My bad, y'all. There's something to be said with the desire to exist with our grief, with the genocide in Gaza, Palestine, really, with the genocide in Darfur, all of these different genocides, like Democratic Republic of Congo, there's something to be said about systemic violence on a global level and how I don't even have the words to capture that. It's very, it is the sign of things cannot continue the same. And so if you don't feel like, you know, starting strong or ending strong or whatever it is, maybe that's okay. Maybe it's all right that we move a little slower and more intentionally. Sometimes we don't realize that there is grief in our day-to-day. And the things around us tell us the story when we can't say it for ourselves. So when I say that, I think of, You know, if you don't have the capacity to clean your house from top to bottom and do all the stuff for the New Year's Eve situation. I was talking with one of my homies and they mentioned that maybe rest is part of that cleansing and reset. And I think that's powerful. There are versions of resilience that just allows us to continue the dismantling of what just hasn't really ever worked. The body knows when it's ready. And so forcing things to move quicker than it's meant to either creates work that you may not 100% be proud of, but you met that deadline and that's something to be proud of. It can also be that we start to disassociate from our art. I'm a person that I believe that art is political, whether you try to be apolitical or not. Because existing, my very existence is political. And so, even if you're writing about nature, there is violence happening because of the same systemic oppression and violence that is upon Black and marginalized, colonized, oppressed folks. And so I have been thinking a lot about what is the intention and the purpose behind my art. It's why I write in an Afrofuturistic lens, why I'm stuck in this concept of utopia, even though I'm working on something else. But in order to build a world where what isn't the compass for humanity, sometimes we have to envision something that does not exist yet. Or may never exist to that capacity, right? Nothing, if it's humans involved, it's not going to be perfect. And so, as this new calendar year starts, I want to honor the grief that we don't know that we're carrying sometimes. And it shows up in ways that are easy to ignore, especially in my community, which I am a Black woman, Latina woman, living in America. And I am wholly in community with the queer homies. Like, to more community care, to communal liberation, reach out to people, allow them to reach out to you. Let us not create art in isolation as much anymore. And I don't know what that looks like. I know I'll be probably restarting the group, the writing group, once I get situated. I may be employed the next year that comes. I don't know what will happen. Working self-employed for 1 year and contemplating another change, I have no idea what it's gonna look like. But this year of self-employment, of creative entrepreneurship, has allowed me unknowingly the space to grieve many versions of myself that I thought I wanted to be and embody. The quote-unquote American dream that is sold to people who immigrate here, and how that hasn't worked for me. Right? There are privileges and things that I can be grateful for, but the very vision of it has turned to ash. It has also allowed me to understand that overconsumption and overcreating in a way of it to be consumed can be dangerous and harmful. And I feel like I'm all over the place, but I hope this is making sense somehow. Honor the parts of you that are exhausted, that have been in survival mode, that have been in mourning and in deep grief, the parts that have experienced different forms of emotional, holistic, systemic violence. It is hard to make it out here. It takes time to become successful, and success in itself we need to define for ourselves. I think that's super important to do, because what I thought was success was a fire put out in the prior year, but now I have my own definition. And so if you've done something because that's what you do every whenever, be it a ritual every year, maybe ask if does it work for you? Does it feed your spirit? Does it nourish you? And if not, then why continue? I think about a lot of this is how it's always been. And it's but does that work? Does that inspire you? Right? Does it inspire us? I don't know. Don't got that answer. But the things that I've done on autopilot, I've also learned do more damage than good. Me existing in energies of desperation and doing the most have had physical implications on my body. So, I guess that is my self-employed wrap up. But pay attention to the signs that life is giving you. If you cannot create, it's not time yet. If you're so inspired, keep going. and share it with the world. Also, like, if you, I tell this to like my workshop students and things, for anybody who's like published or celebrating an exhibit or whatever you got going on, like, please either email me or tag me or comment, whatever, let me know. I'd love to know that, because you know, for all 50 of y'all or 20 of y'all that are listening, I'd love to know what you got going on. I am really considering, and have been for a while, in figuring out how to bring spaces, in person and virtual spaces, together for creatives, always focused on prioritizing Black and marginalized folks together, since we need those spaces. So, like, if you know, let's work, let's do something together. I can't build everything on my own, and so, you know, let's do the things. What are some things that I hope, plan to do? I don't really have like hard goals. I feel like this year was a recovery year and an attempt to, you know, swing from every branch and see what fruit I find. Don't know about that metaphor, but here we are. Next year is for intuitive alignment. It is a year of receiving, and part of receiving is collaboration. So I'd love to do that. More workshops in my own pages and in my own things. So if you want to be in the newsletter, sign up, holla at your girl. Because I wanna do things my way. No usher. There's a lot of things that need to be done differently, and so, you know, I'm gonna see where it leads. But offer yourself grace, but also know that your repost matters. Like, some things we think about, like, not we. I think about the role I have in collective liberation as an artist. And sometimes I've had nothing. I've got nothing for a little while. But I retweet, I repost awareness, discussions. Don't sleep on the things that feel small. Creating art, creating a post. If somebody didn't see your stuff, reshare it. Sometimes when I release something, very few people see it or engage with it or realize that it's there. I also do 600 things. And so I think Chen Chen writes on Twitter was discussing self-promotion. And I think about this with everything, right? Everything has its point in time. And so whatever artwork or creation that you have, maybe the time that it was released out into the world, published, since I'm a writer, wasn't the time that somebody needed to read it. Keep sharing your shit. Part of the tweet was saying there isn't, and this is their thoughts completely, is like, there is an arrogance to assuming people will be able to find my stuff when we're on the internet. I'm paraphrasing. And there's a sea of people doing all kinds of things. And part of humility is saying, here is this, you know, here is my offering to XYZ, right? And so, reshare stuff. Send a newsletter. Send, hey, did you check this out? Worst case scenario, someone will be like, yeah, I actually did. I really enjoyed it. Actually, I wanted to read it again, or I don't want to hear this no more. Screw that person. But like, have the audacity to keep sharing the things that need to be shared. Nothing is too small, apart from complete disconnection from our realities. I think a lot, there is that silence is complicity, but silence, if you're creating, if you're writing, if you're witnessing, if you're being in the world and having discussions, that's not exactly silence, right? Denial, lack of accountability for either privileges that are harmful or siding with awful things, arguing against equality is complicity. Creating art is part of the work, y'all. I actually want to put the editor's note, because there is a quote, and it's actually not from Toni Morrison, it's Toni Morrison's friend, where this is where the artists get to work, right? We cannot despair. We can mourn, we can be in grief, but we cannot despair. And it's also like Maya Angelou, where it's like, do not be defeated, right? Do not exist in defeat. Create. As long as your soul allows you to create, the things that we are building and creating are maybe even wishes that we throw into the universe for them to be heard, right? And so, be all of your things. Do not, if you have big feelings, like, let that be witnessed in safe spaces. If, I say big feelings, but like, sorrow, grief, joy, we need all of it. As a human race, we need all of it. Rest is part of this marathon to collective healing. Avoidance is not. And I don't know. This is my, like, these are the things that are on my spirit, I guess. And may you be empowered to keep creating. There's, you know, it is hard out here for poets. but nothing is impossible. Absolutely nothing. And it is up to us to keep believing in that. And so, on a business side, yeah, posting on socials, specifically Instagram, is going to significantly reduce. I put a post about this. I'm sure very little people have read it because the algorithm. But I'm going to I'm going to lessen my overextension. That is my goal. That is my goal, I guess, of not doing as much for socials. But also less overworking and burning myself out for things that don't even have a result. Again, like existing in that lack, worry, desperation mode. I'm not talking about survival. It is a part of survival, though. I ain't gonna lie. But me personally doing things to be like, hey, see me, doesn't work for me. And so I'm gonna see what it looks like to do a little bit less. What it feels like to, maybe instead of doing 900 things, doing a few things this year that are meaningful, really moving into a quality over quantity kind of situation. And so that's applying especially to like my business, Astrolytics, which for those who don't know, I have a spiritual store and it houses hella crystals. And there are some sage and herbal bundles, some incense, a few tarot decks. I have a few tarot decks left. I would like to buy some more, but we'll see. And then I also do services. So astrology readings, natal charts, which is your birth chart. I do solar return readings, year ahead, all kinds of stuff when it comes to astrology, and I'm gonna keep learning some things, and tarot readings. Another thing, business people of all walks of life, have you increased your prices lately? Talking to you, Black and marginalized folks, have you increased your prices lately? Make sure you just, if you're worried about losing people, have multiple ways to offer payments. But enough devaluing the things that we do. And that sounds like it's for everybody. Enough selling yourself short. Enough with, you know, just like how I start, oh, this little podcast, like, stop saying little. No more self-deprecation. The world is raggedy and hard as it is. Life is complicated and difficult and multi-layered. We don't need to be violent with the ways that we speak to ourselves and diminish the amazing things that we do. So, I hope that in between looking for what freedom looks like on a collective and individual level, we can include play. We can include rest, and we can include valuing ourselves. And so, I feel complete, y'all. Thank you to those who have listened to my rather sporadic episodes. I've tried to do at least once a month. I don't know what it will look like in the following year, but I will do my best as well. I might have a little bit more to say, who knows, because new chapters, new things. But see you on the other side. I love y'all, I appreciate y'all, and as always, thank you for listening. And do not forget that you are magic. This is why they try to suppress our posts and our messages and things. Every little thing that we do has magic in it, y'all. No te olvides que eres magia. pas oublier où c'est magique. And to all of my Haitians, it is soup jumu day on the first. Happy liberation of Haiti. And see you later, y'all. Cuídate.